Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Merry Christmas, Amber Stogner.
Merry Christmas to you both.
From Bismarck, North Dakota, right?
Correct, yes.
And let me just tell some details of a pretty amazing story, and I want to make sure that we get it in the time that we have. You posted the phrase, "People think I'm horrible for telling my child there is no Santa," a while back on a blog called Post Secret. It's where people Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't me, actually. Somebody else sent in that Post Secret on a postcard to the site.
And they were talking about you.
Well, no, actually, they're talking about themselves. And I responded with an email that had said that they shouldn't feel so bad because I knew what it was like, basically. And that I just wish that no parent would have to go through that.
Now, why would you have to tell your child there's no Santa?
Well, times are tough for people. If you're a single mom and you ever get stuck not being able to work because you're sick or you hurt your back or you don't have a job, or you've been laid off. You know, if you don't have the money for Christmas, you might have to end up telling your children that Santa's not real or Santa can't bring them what they work so hard being a good boy or good girl for all year.
And that's the experience you found yourself in this year, right?
Yes. It's been a tough year for everybody around the nation, but particularly it hits a little closer to home for me.
But people online who saw your story and understood the details of your predicament responded.
Yes, I got responses, over 300 responses from all over the world.
And these are emails of people saying, hey, wait a minute, it's not so bad, or were these people actually trying to help you?
Well, Frank Warren, the creator of Post Secret, had asked me to create a PayPal account. And so I did go forward and do that. And he posted my information on Post Secret for, I believe, 9 a.m. that Monday. People sent me responses, and they sent me small donations ranging anywhere from like $3 to $5, maybe a little bit more. So, and then they would add little messages of hope with it. So.
And this was like December 15th. This was just a couple weeks ago, right?
Correct, yes.
And one response, and these are typical, I am a college student with a limited budget, but it would be a lovely Christmas present for me if I were able to put a smile on the faces of two strangers on Christmas morning. It's fair to say the response was pretty overwhelming, right?
Absolutely. I heard that a lot, or people apologizing to me that they weren't able to give more. And I was so surprised to get anything at all because that was not my intentions.
And the amount of money was enough to actually bring Santa back into your life, right?
Well, bring Santa back into my life and the life of a lot of other people that I know that are struggling. I was able to help other people out with things that they were afraid they weren't going to be able to buy for their children.
Can you read one of your favorite responses?
Well, I wasn't able to grab it to pull it up, but I do have like a basic summary. It was from a man in Northern Ireland. He sent me some money, and he had said that this was for all the mothers out there because his mother had always worked so hard to make his Christmases special.
Wow.
And he just wanted me to think of her on Christmas morning.
Here's someone who said, I made a donation, and I was surprised how good it felt. One does not have to be a millionaire to feel the joy of being generous. Extra credit, good karma to Amber.
Yeah. People think that they have to give so much money, like $50 or $100 to a lot of organizations, I think. They don't realize that $2 or $3 that they stuff into a Salvation Army can or they send somebody
means
over
something.
An email.
Well, Amber Stogner, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
And there is a Santa.